Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience immersive sound and spatial audio in the world of Evergreen with the all-new Era 300. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Previously on Evergreen.
What's happening?
You've been deactivated for a week.
It's time everyone understands. They're replaceable.
Transferring VMEM into Alpha 6 now.
My name is Hannah.
McKenna.
VMEM transfer is still not working.
Jeffrey's trying to break our will to fight.
We have to do something.
Jeffrey knows we can't do anything with the robot around.
We found this room with four switches.
About the same time you found those switches, we tried to escape Evergreen.
If those switches turn the robot off, Jeffrey has no weapon. We have to go back into the tunnels.
I'm dying. Give me the drug, and I'll help you.
With what?
Jeffrey.
My drug. It doesn't work.
We all have a job to do.
Hannah, she's gonna die.
Then she dies.
Q-Code presents Evergreen, a hidden signal series, created by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn.
Choose any virtual memory.
Hey. You two shouldn't be here. Jeffrey's on his way in right now.
Change of plans. We're gonna need the codes tonight.
That's not possible.
Dagny will be waiting for you in the corridor. You'll pass them off to her.
No, goddammit, no. I can't just leave in the middle of Jeffrey's VMEM.
I'm sure you'll come up with a brilliant excuse.
Fine. I guess I'll figure something out.
Great.
Choose any virtual memory.
How long can you hold Jeffrey in VMEM?
As long as you want, Hannah. But remember, the longer he's in there, the more damage we're doing. And you specifically said you need him alive.
We'll take the risk. David can always treat him with his drug. Right, David?
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Keep him in there until we tell you otherwise.
This means I get my dose tonight.
There's no time.
No. I give David the code, he gives me the drug tonight. That's the deal.
You'll get it in the morning. Like we planned. Or you won't get it at all. Your choice. We're on schedule for tonight. McKenna will keep Jeffrey and VMEM till we turn the robot off. Are we okay?
Yeah. Flamethrowers are prepped and enviro lights are working.
Ida's typically in the library after dinner. Nico is always working in the DNA bank. They shouldn't be a problem.
Great.
Let's go over Greer's map. I was thinking—
You're not going.
Hannah, the betas, they're vicious. You do not want to be down there alone.
We don't trust McKenna, right? You, David, and Dagny need to make sure nothing happens to Finn. We all have a job to do.
Hannah,
Explain to me how to use the flamethrower again.
Greer. Hey, it's okay.
I'm coming with you. No one should be down there alone. No one.
Cortex, guard the door to VMEM during my session.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Choose any virtual memory pod.
Jeffrey, right on time. Everything okay?
Let's get this started.
Yes, sir.
Jeffrey, what memory would you like to experience?
Okay, Jeffrey's in.
I'll meet you outside Finn's room as soon as McKenna gets me the codes.
Let's move quickly.
Jeffrey, what memory would you like to experience?
Before we start, I need to calibrate the pod for you.
I don't remember Finn calibrating the pod when he did Axel's VMEM.
Yeah, just one of the many issues I've had to troubleshoot with Finn's version of my idea.
Okay.
So, can you remember something simple?
Like what?
How about the first thing you did after you woke up this morning?
I didn't sleep last night, you know that.
Right. How could I forget? You were in the control room all night, checking every single line of Evergreen's code.
I'm not careless like Finn. It's my responsibility to make sure Evergreen doesn't fail. But what does any of this have to do with calibrating the machine?
I just need a memory that's less stressful. How about the last time you actually slept in your bed?
Right.
Greer can't turn off the robot. Finn's a sitting duck.
What are we gonna do? It's not like we can hide him.
No. But we can make it harder for Jeffrey and the robot to get to him.
Nico, NGS, and oligonucleotide probes of chromosome 7 for Alpha 0, Alpha 1, and Alpha 2 are complete.
Thank you, Cortex. Please show me. Everything still looks normal. It has to be this chromosome. Cortex, prepare the simulations for chromosome 8, please. Wait. Bring back chromosome 7. Cortex, run a comparison of 7Q31 for Alpha 0 and Alpha 6. Look for any paracentric inversion.
They are not identical. Alpha 0 has a microdeletion in this region.
That's it. We found it. Cortex, we found it! This is the mutation that's causing the drones to turn into betas!
Greer, stop pacing. Let's go over how you change out the butane canister for the flamethrowers.
Hannah?
Hey, listen. It's brave for you to volunteer to do this, but no one will judge you if you stay.
She's still down there, Clara.
I know.
McKenna, where are you off to? Jeffrey's session is still in progress. Should you leave him unattended?
I need to use the restroom. Jeffrey knows I'll be right back. He'll be okay.
Proceed.
Dagny!
McKenna! Over here!
Here, I wrote the codes down. Take them. Is Jeffrey still in VMEM? Yes, he's reliving some experiences from his teenage years. Tell everyone that the robot is guarding the door, so steer clear of this corridor. Wait. How will I know when to let Jeffrey out?
Trust me. You'll know.
Hannah, I've got them. Where's Greer? She's...
behind you. Are we ready?
Outer door unlocked. Now the real test. The keypad panel on the far wall.
The wall code works!
McKenna actually did it.
Let David and Axel know we're a full go.
Be careful.
You too.
Okay, I'm back. Any issues with Jeffrey?
No, he's still inside.
That's how I envision this working as a comprehensive carbon capture and storage system. I truly believe we can reduce carbon emissions by 90% in less than 2 years. Thank you.
Incredible presentation, Jim.
It's Jeffrey. Jeffrey Steinbo.
Sure. Your advisor, Dr. Marconi, is a brilliant man. In fact, over the last few years, he and I have partnered on lots of new tech. It's been very lucrative for him. Have you thought of sale of the monetary impact of your tech?
Jeffrey, you met Finn when you were a teenager?
Yes, I wasn't trying to think about this. It's popped in my head. I guess I wanted to see it.
Yeah, you're doing great. Just relax, let your mind wander. VMEM will do the rest.
Have you thought about your approach to the sale of this? The monetary impact of your technology is astronomical.
I modified this weed flamer. We can use it to weld Medbay's door shut with this steel plate.
Axel.
I can get that paper.
Listen.
Finn's heartbeat.
Help me.
It's changing.
The codes worked! They worked! Hannah and Greer are in. What is it? What's wrong?
It's happening. Finn's starting to stabilize. He's about to regain consciousness.
Right now?
Soon. It could be any minute.
Finn, hold on. Please, hold on. We need to make sure no one else can get into Medbay.
Axel's on it.
Wait, where are you going?
To make sure Ida and Nico stay away from VMEM. On the other side of this wall is the blue room. Okay, let me blast it with the flamethrower before you step out. Just in case there are any betas.
Right.
Here we go. We're clear. We'll take that corridor till we hit the fork. Then we go right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Growl. I appreciate the offer, but I'm not looking to sell. I want a partner who helps me give this technology away. I have other meetings set up. VIQ, Mulholland Corp. I really believe we could save the world.
Oh, come on. Don't be naive, Jim.
My name is Jeffrey, sir.
What are you? 19? 20?
17.
Wait, Jeffrey, you okay? Why'd you stop?
Ida? Ida, are you in here?
Change your mind?
Ida, there you are. I've been looking for you.
I find that hard to believe.
I was rude yesterday, I'm sorry. Of course I'd love to contribute to the archives.
I appreciate the change of heart. Let's do it right now.
How about tomorrow night after dinner? I'd hate for us to run long and bump up against curfew.
Tomorrow night, then.
Great.
Dagny, you should read this manuscript. It might be informative.
Prometheus bound?
For providing fire to man, Zeus has Prometheus bound to a rock as punishment while an eagle eats his liver. The thing is, his liver grows back, so the eagle returns to torment him. Every single day. Are you familiar with it?
I should give it another read.
Everyone thinks they're Prometheus. Don't they?
We're clear. Come on.
Okay, this is the fork.
We're going to the right?
Yeah.
Okay, right tunnel is clear.
Okay. We stay going on this a while. We're gonna hit another fork and then go left. After that, we should see water, then a big metal door that we have to squeeze through. The box with the switches will be inside.
We better hurry.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Nico? Nico, are you in here? Nico?
No. No, 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 no.
Hello, Nico. How are you?
Today is a very good day, Cortex. Is Jeffrey in VMEM?
He is.
I need to speak to him immediately.
Jeffrey, we can jump to a less painful memory.
No.
Are you sure?
Did you know when Finn couldn't bully me into selling? He partnered with my advisor. I'm not even listed on the patent. The fuckers stole my technology.
That must have felt like an enormous betrayal.
And a waste. He didn't even use my technology or sell it. He just buried it. All these years later, all the times we've met, Finn never remembered it was me. That he stole my creation.
Do you want to change this memory, Jeffrey? We can do that, you know, right now.
Why would I want to change it? This is a vital memory.
I understand. Then we should move on to the next memory. We need to keep the download going.
No, I'm done for tonight.
Jeffrey, we're already calibrated. We should keep going.
I'm done.
Okay.
McKenna? McKenna, the pod won't open. McKenna?
McKenna, Nico needs to speak with Jeffrey.
Not now. We're in the middle of a session. Tell her Jeffrey will come to the DNA bank when he's done.
Nico is adamant.
Cortex, help me.
McKenna, is there an issue? Do I need to come in there?
No issue. Okay, just 1 second and then I'll let Nico in. VMEM, replay Jeffrey's core memory.
So in conclusion, that's how I envision this working.
What took so long?
We're having a breakthrough.
Is Jeffrey speaking with Finn? He looks so young.
It's important we give him space.
Pull him from the pod. He'll want to hear what I know.
Nico, like I said, we're in the middle of something.
Sure.
What was that?
Your advisor.
He's just reacting to his memory.
Why is there a metal rod jammed into the VMEM pod?
Nico, I don't interfere in your work. Please don't interfere in mine. Nico, no!
Why are you locking him in there? What are you doing?
Stop fighting!
I cannot.
You didn't have to get involved.
You're choking me. I can't breathe.
Something's wrong. Nico, my head.
You're Nico. Having a stroke.
Can't feel. What the fuck, McKenna?
She used this metal rod to lock you in there.
Oh, my head. Jesus. Oh, what did she do to me? My head. Nico, what's wrong with her?
Sick.
David.
Whatever is happening to you,
the drug.
You deserve it.
Hannah, give me.
Cortex!
David, stand back. I'm gonna walt the door.
Wait. Look, it's Dagny. Let me help you.
I think they know something.
Who? Jeffrey?
No, but Ida's acting strange, and Nico isn't in the DNA bank. I can't find her. She must have gone to VMEM.
Shit! Okay, stand back.
We go left.
Okay, stand back.
Shit. Cover me. I need to reload the butane canister.
I think they're coming.
Okay, just stay calm. Use your Enviro lights too. Hannah? Got it. We're clear. Let's go. Oh, wait. What's wrong?
This is the wrong way.
What? Are you sure?
No, I don't know. We should have seen water by now. Maybe we should have taken a right.
Oh, fuck. Greer, look at me.
Hannah,
you've got this. I trust you.
This is the way. We keep going.
Shh.
David, open the medbay doors.
Open the doors now.
Doors are sealed.
It's holding.
Yeah, but not for long.
Come on, come on! The canal!
Holy shit, that's a lot of water.
We're close. We should see the metal door soon. This is where Clara saved me.
What happened?
We found a container. We were filling it up. I'll burn you too! Pick it off! I'll burn it! I killed it!
Yeah. You definitely killed it. Thank you.
Hey, listeners. When you're done listening to the show, go ahead and take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. There's never been a more delicious way to enjoy healthy options than using HelloFresh's fresh and fit summer menu. Now that all the best summer produce is in season, I love making the most of it. But it's not always easy to come up with recipes on my own. HelloFresh not only has recipes that include all of the best seasonal produce, but they make sure you get the best picks all season with fresh ingredients brought from the farm to your door within less than 7 days. When I think about summer meals, all of the obvious ones come to mind. Hamburgers, hot dogs, and perhaps a s'more to spice things up. But I've been craving more than that, and getting excited about summer meals can be tricky. But HelloFresh has 40 recipes to choose from weekly. With options to please even the pickiest eaters, you'll always find meals everyone at the table will enjoy. You might be thinking the original hot dogs and hamburgers are the easiest way to go. Why change it? But HelloFresh is built to set you up for success. You can embrace your inner chef without worrying about timing by looking at quick and easy recipes on the HelloFresh menu, including fast and fresh options ready in just 15 minutes or less. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your summer meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Evergreen50. Use code Evergreen50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Evergreen50 and use code Evergreen50. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Making the choice to prioritize my mental well-being was far from easy. Life constantly throws tough decisions our way, be it career, relationships, or anything in between. Sometimes we need assistance to navigate them. That's where BetterHelp comes in, connecting you with licensed therapists who can guide you toward your true desires while you navigate life's challenges. By working with BetterHelp, you can confidently embrace the future ahead. BetterHelp has helped me clear the path forward through so many of my recent life decisions. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. Signing up is quick and hassle-free. All you have to do is fill out a brief survey that matches you with the ideal therapist. Plus, if you ever feel the need, you can switch therapists at no additional cost. Say goodbye to uncomfortable office visits and waiting rooms. BetterHelp offers the convenience and affordability of receiving professional help from the comfort of your home. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Evergreen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Evergreen.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Finn, we tried. We really tried.
Axel! Cortex is almost through!
Get ready.
Burn, you stupid robot!
Axel, I am resistant to fire. Do not move, or I will permanently deactivate you. Your weapon is no longer functional. David, Dagny, please step away from Finn and join Axel by the wall. Now.
Well, I see you three. But where's Hannah?
Fuck you, Jeffrey.
Cortex, where's Hannah?
She does not appear on any of my sensors.
Well, that's too bad.
Jeffrey, whatever you do, don't kill them. We need David and Dagny. We haven't cloned them yet.
I'm not going to kill David or Dagny. But you, Axel, I don't really need you, do I? What are you going to do? Teach future generations of Evergreen how to breathe better? I have something much better for you to do. Roll Finn's pod closer to me.
What?
Do it.
I won't play your game.
Cortex, spark him.
Stop!
You're gonna kill him!
Jeffrey, please stop!
Okay, I'll move him!
Cortex,
move him,
stop! Was that so hard? Now, unplug Finn.
Wait. No, you're gone!
Jeffrey, Finn doesn't have a mask on. He's getting better, but he can't survive outside of the preservation pod yet.
Yes, Doctor, I'm well aware.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't want it to be this way. I wanted him to wake up too. But your little coup attempt today leaves me no choice.
I'm sorry.
I won't be the reason Finn dies.
Forgive me.
You will. Axel, unplug the tubes that connect Finn to the preservation pod.
Go to hell.
Cortex, triple the voltage.
Enough! I'll do it.
Cortex, stop.
No, David, please, no!
I'm sorry, Dagny. I have to. Axel can't die for Finn. None of us can.
No, David, no.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
Finn Garan, preservation pod sync lost.
Preservation pod sync lost.
What is that? I've heard it before. When I was with Axel. He thought it was connected to Finn. What?
All authorized personnel.
No. No.
Why are you doing this? You need Finn too.
I don't need anyone. You know, I thought I could make this work, but I've realized that as long as he lives, you will always fight me. Your resistance only stalls my progress, and this rebellious spirit of yours will bleed into future generations of new humans. I can't have that. So you can watch him die. After all, your choices are what ultimately killed him. And who knows? Maybe, once he's gone, you'll stop clinging to this silly hope that Finn gaining control of Evergreen would somehow make your life better.
Preservation pod sync lost. Preservation pod sync lost. Termination sequence will begin in...
Termination sequence?
All authorized.
Oh my god. Finn must have created a final failsafe for the Nightingale protocol. Greer, we have to go back. Jeffrey knows we're gone. That's the only reason Finn would be disconnected from the preservation pod. What about the switches? We don't have time.
Reservation.
Even though he changed the Nightingale protocol, Jeffrey must have missed this failsafe. If we don't put Finn back, something bad is going to happen to Evergreen. Go. Go back. Put Finn back in the preservation pod. What?
I'll flip the switches.
Are you sure?
I survived down here before. I can do it again.
Here are all the extra butane cartridges. I promise, I'll come back for you. And Clara. I know.
Preservation pod sync lost. Termination sequence will begin in 10 minutes.
Please take me. They didn't do anything.
Jeffrey, please, we will listen to you. We will, I promise. You don't have to kill him. Please, Jeffrey.
Where's Hannah?
I don't know. I don't know where she is. I swear to you.
Come on, open.
Preservation pod sync lost. Termination. 5 minutes.
Tell me where she went.
We don't know.
Don't move, Nico.
Jeffrey? I found her.
Nice flamethrower, Finn's assistant.
Don't make me hurt Nico. Order the robot to stay still.
Cortex, you heard her. Stand by.
Evergreen is counting down. There's some sort of termination sequence. We have to reconnect Finn. It's the Nightingale protocol. There must be a final failsafe designed to protect him.
Reservation pod sync lost.
Oh, the metal door!
Termination sequence will begin in 2 minutes.
Okay, you're fine. Just squeeze through it. Get back! Get back!
Hannah, there is no Nightingale protocol. I rewrote it. Evergreen is fine.
Jeffrey, please.
I personally checked everything in the code. There is no crazy self-destruct sequence happening. The only thing causing a problem is you, so why don't we just take a step back and talk this out like adults?
Stay there, Jeffrey. Dagny, plug Finn back
Cortex,
in.
Cortex, deactivate Hannah, Nico. Cortex, deactivate all of them.
Hannah, gosh!
It missed.
Keep moving. It can't mask us at the same time.
Axel! Jeffrey! He's going for the door!
I got him!
Get off me! Ida!
Jeffrey, you...
Ida!
Oh, shit!
Ida, help me! Hit him! Hit Axel! Go on,
put
do it!
Put the pipe down, Ida!
Do it!
I let him go! I let him go!
Hit him!
See, just...
Hit Axel! Hit him now!
Easy!
Okay. Ida, what...
Oh, shit! I thought you were on his team.
I'm on no one's team. But Jeffrey's proved he's even more dangerous than Finn. Go help Hannah. I'll make sure Jeffrey doesn't move.
Oh,
almost got me! Axel! Cortex is right behind you!
Keep moving! Keep moving!
Watch out!
Distribution pod empty.
Cortex just knocked over Finn's pod!
I see him!
Look out!
Daddy,
you are deactivated.
Take that, you asshole! The switches!
David, you are deactivated.
No! No! Get up!
Axel!
You leave me no choice. I will be activated.
Oh my god. Oh my god. She did it. Greer did it. She turned off Cortex. Axel, quick. We need to get Finn back into...
Whoa. You feel that?
Yeah. I felt it in my feet.
Last warning. All authorized personnel must activate enviro suits
immediately. Please have worked. Please have worked.
Purging Evergreen atmosphere. Purging Evergreen atmosphere.
Hannah.
I heard it.
Ida. What? What's up?
happening?
Help me! I can't move!
It's so cold!
Nick Cannon, what memory would you like to experience?
I want to see my wife. Please. Please. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Don't move. Conserve your oxygen.
Axel!
I'm gonna reconnect. Finn!
Preservation pod re-engaged. Evergreen reactivated.
Oh, thank God. Greer. Hello? Clara? Clara, hello?
Greer.
It's you. Clara, I came back for you.
I know. Greer.
Clara? Why are you making that noise? What did they do to you?
Don't be scared, Greer. Don't be scared.
David.
Nothing.
I made it to the room with the switches. Greer wasn't there. But these were.
The extra butane cartridges. They're full.
I can't find her.
Listen, Hannah. You're exhausted. Let's regroup and get more supplies. I'll go back down with you. But I need to show you something first.
Choose any virtual memory pod.
I found McKenna inside the pod. She was watching this memory.
I don't want to die. Promise me. You'll be here until the end. Please say it.
I promise.
I think it's of her wife, Padma.
I'm not going to.
They were both dying.
We'll always be here. Together. I love you.
I love you.
V-Mem, end session.
I should have known she was sick. I could have saved her.
You couldn't have saved her, David. But I think she's okay. She's with her family now.
Still stable, but not improving. She's really lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
While you were looking for Greer, I secured Jeffrey in his room.
What if he gets out?
I injected him with a tranquilizer and chained him to his desk. He's not going anywhere.
Good.
Ida and Nico are still shaken up, but should be okay. Dagny's resting in medbay.
And Finn?
Getting disconnected from the preservation pod was a huge setback. He hasn't said a word since.
Jesus. What a mess.
Hannah, things went wrong, yes. That was inevitable. But your plan, it worked. Jeffrey doesn't have control anymore. I've heard this before. Isn't this the alarm that sounded when Robert was outside Evergreen? The proximity warning.
Cortex, what are the current conditions on the Earth's surface?
Evergreen activation, day 21. Current surface temperature is 91 degrees Celsius.
That's lower than it was. Cortex, check again.
Current surface temperature is 91 degrees Celsius.
That's still not survivable.
But something's coming. Cortex, do you detect any life?
Yes, Hannah. Life forms detected.
Evergreen stars Lana Condor as Hannah Gabriel, Abigail Spencer as McKenna Scott, Ki-Hong Lee as David Young, Chloe Stearns as Greer, Desmond Boris as Axel Garcia, Claire Holt as Dagny Isaacs, Freddie Stroma as Jeffrey Steinberg, Erica Lewis as Cortex, Alan Cumming as Finn Gorell, Lana McKissick as Nico Ishikawa, Sheena Nielsen as Ida Arias, Talia Tapin as Clara, with additional performances by Dino Andrade, Jeremy Platt, Bill Lobley, Amy Malguera. Created and written by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Lana Condor, Chloe Stearns, John Wynn, Jeremy Platt, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, and Xinyan Hiyu. Co-producers Nathan Moore and Nick Shanks. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Neely Oftering, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Neely Oftering and John Wynn. Sound design by Jeffrey Kennick and Jose Varin, The Audio Hive. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Bethann Morgan. Additional script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. For Lake Clay, this podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Hidden Signal Evergreen is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience the world of Evergreen with the Sonos Era 300 for immersive sound and a spatial audio experience like you've never had before. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.